A Domnul e vorbă, e vorbă, amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear how Christ, along with his disciples, were invited to a wedding in Cana, at Cana in Galilee. And when they went and the wine runs out, drinks run out. And Mary, the mother of God, sees this, hears this, and goes to Christ and says, they have no wine. And Christ, responding to her, says, what is it to you and to me? It's not my problem, basically. And then he goes on to say, it's not my time yet. That is to say, it's not my time to be glorified, to be made known who I am yet. And Mary, being a mother, does not listen to her son and still tells him what to do. And she says to the servants, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And the servants listen. And so Christ says, there's six large jars that are there. And he says to them, fill those jars up with water to the brim. And they fill them up with water, and a miracle takes place. The water miraculously turns into wine. And he says, take it to the MC, to the headmaster of the wedding, and take it to him. And so they take it to the MC, and he takes a sip, and he's surprised. He's amazed at how delicious this is. And he says, in general, people give the good wine, the good drinks, first, when people can notice it's good. But when people are drunk and they don't notice what's going on, they usually serve the bad wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. And remember, it says on the third day, which means this wedding is going on for many days. It's not a one day or one evening event. So by the third day, you could guarantee people are drunk. And yet, they give the good wine then. We notice also that this event in the gospel is very similar to events in our life. Because the people in this event, in this miracle, do not notice and do not know that a miracle has taken place. They just think it's life as usual. And it's very similar to our lives. Because so often, miracles take place, signs happen, and yet we don't notice them. We're like the guests at the wedding. A miracle has happened, and yet we continue with our lives wondering, when is a miracle going to happen? When is God going to give us a sign? And yet, he constantly does this, and we don't notice. There's a story of a man who's renovating his roof. And he has nails. And so he goes up onto the roof, and he takes his hammer, and he starts nailing to redo his roof. And as he's doing this, he ends up slipping. He starts to slide down the roof and fall. And as he's sliding down and about to fall off, he calls out in a loud voice, Lord, save me. And as he falls off, his shirt sleeve gets caught on one of the nails, and he's hanging there. And he's saved. And so he turns and he looks up to heaven and he says, God, don't worry about it. The nail has saved me. So often, we find ourselves in the same situation. So often, we call to God for help and something helps us. There is a Savior. There is salvation. And yet, we ascribe it to something else. And we don't think that God has provided that help for us. Very often, we ignore and do not notice the multitude of miracles and signs all around us. And we again ascribe it to luck, to happenstance, to coincidence, and to other things. And we just say, oh, you're lucky. Oh, it's a good thing that this happened. What a coincidence that this has happened. And we forget, unfortunately, that God is the one who has provided all of these things. God is the one who saves us and helps us. And the unfortunate thing is that because we do this, we miss out on the joy and the comfort of knowing that God is here with us now. And that he's not in some foreign universe looking down and letting us survive on our own. But he is here with us, helping us and blessing us every chance we get. Last week, we celebrated the nativity and the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we explained, and I preached about how, with Christ's incarnation, God becoming man, he united heaven and earth, and the two were combined. That God is not in some foreign and far off distant universe looking down on us, but he is here with us now. His name, Emmanuel, literally means God is with us. And so now we believe and we recognize that he is here with us. And I also explained, especially last Sunday, that if God is with us, then all of our angels, all of the saints, and all of our loved ones who have passed away are with us too, especially during the Divine Liturgy, during the Vatara, that they are present and active in worship with us. The reason why we don't notice this is because we look at the world around us with worldly eyes. That is to say, we don't notice things because we look at the world as it is. And in reality, we need to look at the world with spiritual glasses, with spiritual eyeglasses. These are not eyeglasses you can buy at the store. You cannot go down to the market and buy these, and you cannot even donate enough to the church to get these glasses. I do not have a secret batch of them in the back for special parishioners. I do not. These spiritual glasses can only be given to us, and we can only receive them if we live a life that is dedicated to God. And we do this through humility, through fasting, through charity, through love, and through courage. If we implement and live our lives with these virtues, everything around us changes. We see the world differently. We no longer see a poor man, but we see Christ begging. We see things that have been changed through Christ's incarnation and his resurrection. And in doing this, we also will receive answers to our prayers more quickly. So often we pray for things and we ask God, why aren't you here with me? Why don't you give me answers? Why don't you help? But we're looking at the world with worldly eyes. But if we look at the world with glasses of spirituality, we see God giving us answers every day. All of us, I am sure, if I ask you now, can say there have been times in your lives that you have experienced an answer to a prayer, a miracle, or a sign that has led you to the truth. And if I push a little more, you may say, well, it's happened once or twice every year. And you can name a couple of those times, myself included. But in reality, these things happen every day, every hour, every minute of our lives. God is constantly giving us signs. God is constantly performing miracles. God is constantly leading us to salvation. It's whether or not we open our eyes spiritually and look and see how he is leading us and how he is giving us answers to all the things we ask. I pray that in the hectic lives that we live, that we don't overlook or ignore the signs and the miracles that God has done for us. Very often, again, I ask that we do not turn into the guests at the wedding at Cana in Galilee that are just having fun and do not notice that a miracle has taken place. But rather, I ask that we open our eyes spiritually, put on those spiritual glasses. And you know how to get them, I told you, through humility, through fasting, through charity, through love, and through courage. Put on those spiritual glasses and look at the world around us. Look at the world and see how God is an active agent in it. We are the ones that are messing it up. He is active, he is there, he is leading us, he is guiding us so that we can glorify him. And I close with these words by St. John Chrysostom. He says, if you cannot see Christ in the beggar in front of the church, you will not see Christ in the chalice within the church. You cannot see Christ in every person you come in contact with. You will not find him in the chalice when you come to church. Amen.